KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies. It's 39 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 54. There is a wind advisory in effect until 6 p.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, Iowa has withdrawn its request with the Trump administration to opt out of the Affordable Care Act and redirect federal money toward lowering premiums for younger participants in a single state-run program. The idea was designed to destabilize health care insurance in the state, rather to stabilize health care insurance in the state, making premium costs based on age in addition to income. Just one company, Minnesota-based Medica, plans to provide policies next year with an anticipated 58% increase in premiums. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state decided to pull its proposal because federal agencies signaled that it would be weeks before they could provide details on the financial viability of the program. Open enrollment for the coverage next year under the law begins in 9 days, and 72,000 people in Iowa have to buy their own policy. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday released more information about an accident that happened Saturday afternoon. Authorities say deputies responded just after 1 p.m. that day to a single vehicle accident on Interstate 80 eastbound at the 69.5-mile marker. The initial dispatch said the car was on fire, and the investigation determined 35-year-old John Tay of Des Moines was driving a 2004 Olds Olero westbound on Interstate 80 when the vehicle went out of control, entered the median, and flipped twice. No injuries were reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. Tay was cited for failure to maintain control, failure to provide proof of insurance, and operation of a vehicle without the registration card or plate. Later that day, at around 7:16 p.m., Tay was arrested while walking at the 66-mile marker westbound. He was taken into custody on I-80 for public intoxication, brought to the Cass County Jail, and released the following day on his own recognizance. One person was transported by ambulance to the hospital Monday afternoon following a collision between an SUV and a van in Creston. Creston police say the driver of the SUV, 43-year-old Jennifer Bird of Diagonal, was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston to be checked for injuries after she complained of pain following the collision. Bird was traveling west in the far right lane of Highway 34 just before 1 p.m. At the same time, a 2016 Chrysler Town & Country van driven by 88-year-old Ruby Steffens of Shannon City was traveling south on Cherry Street. Steffens stopped at the posted intersection, looked but did not see Bird's approaching 2015 Chevy Equinox. As Steffens started across the intersection, Bird did not have time to stop to avoid the collision. The SUV hit the van broadside, causing a total of $9,000 damage. Authorities say Steffens was at fault for failure to yield the right-of-way, but no citations were issued. A Union County man was arrested Monday morning in Adams County on a theft charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Dakota Dean Rosh of Creston was arrested when he went to return an item he allegedly stole. Authorities say at around 10:45 a.m. Monday, Rosh backed his pickup truck to another pickup truck in a cornfield and loaded a John Deere toolbox worth $4,000 into his truck. The owner of the toolbox saw Rosh leaving the field. A call was placed to Rosh, who agreed to meet the owner in Prescott to return the toolbox. He was taken into custody after doing so. Rosh was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office Monday afternoon released a report on numerous recent arrests. At around 1:15 a.m. Saturday, 20-year-old Cade Aaron McFarland of Bridgewater was arrested for the domestic assault of his brother by choking, interference with official acts, and assault on law enforcement and or others without injury. McFarland was released the following day on a $5,000 bond. On Friday, October 20th, 35-year-old Brandon Lee Glisson of Boone was arrested in Orient on a felony charge of domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow or choking with regard to an incident involving his girlfriend. Glisson was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 bond. On October 19th, 34-year-old Millie Alicia Olcott of Greenfield was arrested on 3 counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug, possession of marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, possession of meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was later released that day on a $2,000 bond. Also arrested October 19th was 31-year-old Danielle Joanna Freeman of Orient, who was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Freeman was being held on a $1,000 bond. 37-year-old Jennifer Marie Willems of Adair, whose name was also listed as Jennifer Marie Christensen of Greenfield on the warrant, was arrested October 19th on an Adair County warrant for violation of a no-contact order and theft in the third degree with regard to the alleged theft of checks belonging to another woman and the purchase of items valued at around $522 with a forged signature. Willems was being held on a $2,300 bond. And 22-year-old Zachary Trenton Holder of Greenfield was arrested October 17th in Madison County on an Adair County warrant for probation violation. His bond was set at $5,000. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports that on Saturday at around 8:15 p.m., officers arrested 18-year-old Jaden Anthony Morris of Clarinda for possession of a controlled substance believed to be marijuana. Morris was taken into custody after a traffic stop and a canine was deployed and marijuana was discovered. He was being held in the Page County Jail on $1,000 bond. A man who authorities say was wanted on outstanding warrants was arrested Monday afternoon in Council Bluffs after an hour-long standoff. According to Bluffs Police, officers received a tip at around 1:45 p.m. that 26-year-old Dylan Hoffman of Council Bluffs was at 3010 8th Avenue. Upon arrival, no one answered the door, but officers had good information Hoffman was still inside the house. A short time later, the Pottawatomie County Communications Center received a phone call stating that Hoffman was armed with a gun and would shoot officers if they did not leave. Officers set up a perimeter and tried to start negotiations with the man. About an hour later, Hoffman and two other adults exited the residence without incident. The investigation into the events were ongoing. Hoffman was arrested for four outstanding warrants. Another man who was inside the home during the incident was arrested on a warrant as well. Council Bluffs police are asking for your help in identifying and locating a man wanted in an alleged armed robbery Monday night. Officers responded at around 10:15 p.m. to the area of 204 South 10th Street with regard to a robbery. They arrived on the scene and made contact with the victim, 19-year-old Donovan Belt of Council Bluffs. Belt told officers that he was in the area on foot when he was approached by a man who showed him a handgun and demanded his money. The subject fled the area on foot. He was described as African-American male, 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighing 160 pounds. He had black hair and brown eyes. The incident remains under investigation. If you have any information pertaining to that or any other crime, contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 712-328-7867. And police in Council Bluffs say two men identified as transients were arrested Monday evening following an investigation into an incident of trespassing at an unoccupied residence at 1103 7th Avenue in Council Bluffs. Officers arrived on the scene and located two men in the basement of the home. They were identified as 54-year-old Ricky Freeman and 34-year-old David Simpson. Officers on the scene recognized Simpson as a person of interest from a burglary that took place at 914 4th Avenue. Simpson and Freeman were transported to the Council Bluffs Police Department for questioning by detectives. Based on a continuing investigation, David Simpson was charged with burglary in a third degree in reference to a burglary that took place at 914 4th. Ricky Freeman was charged with disobedience to a police officer because when officers first made contact with him, Freeman failed to comply with the lawful order of a police officer. Anyone with additional information involving those crimes or any other crime, again, is asked to contact Crime Stoppers in Council Bluffs. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.